appreciate it because it's a lot easier to preach to you when you're sitting down. Because I just get more excited and more excited when you're standing up. Amen. How many of you know we have a Holy Ghost service every week, right? Last week we had a Holy Ghost service and we didn't even get to the offering. Bless you all that left your envelopes on the chairs. I thought, you know, you guys are so amazing. Nobody cared. We didn't have to ask or tell that we're going to give an offering. You guys just left it because you wanted to give. That's a joyful giver. Amen. Amen. So the Lord has been speaking to me for the offering for a couple weeks now. And I want to give you this. What the Lord said was, you were created to be generous. Because the Lord is generous and he created us to be generous. Amen. And it says in Proverbs 11, 24 through 25, there is one who scatters yet increases more. Now, does that line up with how the world thinks? No. That's the great thing. We don't live on the world standards. We live on God's standards. So if he says there is one who scatters yet increases more, I'm going to be a scatterer. How about you? Because I want to increase more. So I don't care when the world says you got to hold on to it. It's so opposite of what God says. God says the more you give, the more you scatter, the more you increase. So if you're not seeing increase, you better check your scatterer. I don't know. I just like that. Scatter. I'm trying to make sure y'all are awake. Scatter. Yeah. So, and there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Well, that is just so contrary to what the world says. So if I'm being led to poverty, maybe I'm holding too much back. The generous soul will be made rich. Do you know what that means? Fat? You're like, I don't want to get fat. Yeah, but you want your bank account to get fat, okay? So that's what we're talking about, ladies. Not your waistline, just your bank account. Made fat and prosperous. Amen? So when you're generous, you will be made rich. Prosperous. Hallelujah. Why? Because then you just keep giving. You see, when you're in lack and you're in poverty, it's real hard to give. It's real hard to feed the homeless and the widows and the orphans and take care of them when you don't have any extra. But that's not who God created you to be. He created you to give. We should be the most generous people out there. We've been saved from death. We've been saved from a place called hell. Nothing is ours anymore anyway. When you truly understand what the Lord did for you, everything I have is his. Nothing I have is mine. Because I'm just stewarding what he's blessed me with. Because you see, he's my provider. And if he's my provider, then everything I have is his. Because it's up to him to provide. But if everything I have is mine, then I have to keep providing for myself. So I'm going to scatter and I'm going to give because I'm going to be prosperous to grow the kingdom, not my bank account, to grow the kingdom. Amen. So, and he who waters will be watered himself. That's how good our God is. See, I give. I've heard a lot of ministers say this. I've tried to give it all away. It just keeps coming back. That's how good God is. And so I'm going to tell you, that's really, I wanted to give that scripture about being generous, but this is the scripture that's really been on my heart for the past couple weeks. And some of you have heard it, but just bear with me and go with me again. 1 Kings 17. This is about Elijah. Because you see, the Lord keeps saying to me, and it's going to make me weep, the oil will not run out. That's what I keep hearing the Lord say. The oil will not run out. And so this is where that comes from. And in 1 Kings 17, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there will not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward. You know, this is the word of the Lord for this year and every year, but there's something about it for this year. You must do exactly what the Lord is telling you to do. Some of you, the Lord is going to tell you to sow this over here and some of you over here and this and that. You must do exactly what the Lord is telling you to do. And you must see that the provision will be there as you do exactly what the Lord tells you to do. But when you withhold, there can't be any provision because you're not opening your hand to give it to the Lord. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about everything. If the Lord is saying to you, you must go here, go right then. Don't delay. If the Lord tells you to pray with someone, do it right then and don't delay. So it says, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. In the midst of a drought, in the midst of a famine, the Lord had the word for Elijah. He did not starve. He was not without water. You need to take your eyes off of what's happening in this world system if you've decided that you don't live by this world system, that you're putting your trust in God. He will tell you exactly where to go, and he sent the ravens to feed Elijah. This is Old Testament. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, guiding and directing us and telling us exactly what to do, and he will show you what to do. You will not partake of a famine or drought. Do you understand? You will never go hungry. You will never be in lack as you trust the Lord. It's as you trust the Lord. You have to see that. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. What is the Lord speaking to you? As you do it, he will provide. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Some of you are in a season where you feel like something's dried up. Lord, I did what you told me to do. Now I don't know. Ask the Lord what the next step is, and he will give you the next step, because he will not leave you to die by the brook. He has the next place for you to go. All you have to do is ask. But if you're standing there looking at the brook and it's all dried up and you're saying, I guess I'm just going to die, then you're missing it, because he has the next step. All you have to do is be open to what he's telling you. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which brings to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. How many of you know about widows from this time? They didn't have much. So you went from a dry brook, now you're going to a widow to take care of you? Only the Lord. Do you understand? Only the Lord. So he arose. Does it say he waited? He prayed about it? He thought about it? He contemplated it? No. So he arose. He went. He didn't question. He just did what the Lord asked him to do. So he went, he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little cup, a little water in a cup, that I may drink. Sure, no problem. As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Now I want you to see something. Now we're getting into two people getting blessed by listening to the Lord. As you obey the Lord and you go, and the other person obeys the Lord to do what they're supposed to do, guess who gets blessed? Everybody. So you staying back can withhold from someone else getting blessed. Come on. Somebody's waiting for you to show up too. You think, well, I don't want to bother that person. No, go bother them, because their blessing may be waiting on you. Do you see? You're not getting what I'm saying. You're like, I've heard this story a million times. You're not getting it. Who is the Lord telling you to go to? What is he telling you to do? He says, and as she was going, he said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And this is when she was like, whoa, buddy, you've gone too far. Okay. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread. This is Pastor Lacey's version. Sorry. And only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. You see, I'm gathering a couple sticks. I'm going to go make some for myself, for my son, and then we're going to die. Has anybody ever come to you and ask you for something and you're like, I got nothing. But she did have something. She had a little bit of oil, and she had a little bit of flour. You know, I've listened to many ministers, and they always say, you always have something to give. And you do. You always have something to give. You may not have money in your bank account. I could tell you plenty of stories of things that I've sowed that had nothing to do with money. Because I decided if I was going somewhere, I would have something to give. Whatever it was, I would have something to give, because the Lord would bless it. The Lord knows what you have. She said, I ain't got nothing for you. So what did Elijah say to her? Do not fear. Maybe the Lord is asking you to release something big and you're like, I don't know. But the Lord is saying, do not fear, because as you trust him, this is a man of God saying to her, do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake first and bring it to me. And afterwards, make some for yourself and your son. So he must have knew provision was coming, because he told her to make three, but she said she only had enough to make two. You see? Just a little bit. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth. I want you to know something. As you do for the Lord, as you give, you know, the flour, I was thinking about this morning, the flour is the sustenance. So when you give your tithe, that's like you're taking care of your basic needs. But that oil is the supernatural overflow. Oil actually represents fatness. It represents, it's a plenty. It's a symbol of plenty. So not only will your substance not run out, but you'll have plenty. You'll have overflow as you give unto the Lord whatever it is that he's asking of you, even when you feel like you don't have enough. I've shared this story many times, but maybe some of you haven't heard it. When we were in Bible school, we were like this widow, except we decided we weren't going to die. So we didn't do that, but we didn't have much. And so we always tithe. Tithing was not an issue because we had been taught tithing. I refused not to tithe. I would have starved before I didn't tithe. But giving an offering is real hard to give an offering when you barely can afford your groceries. And we had listened to a teaching, and I was like, you know what? We have to give an offering. And our offering, wait till you get blown away by this number, people. It was $5 a month, okay? $5 a month was our offering. And $5 a month was like $500 to us at that point. And Pastor David was working a ton of overtime. You know, I don't know, some of you may know this story, maybe not. But at that point, we had one kid. I don't think we had two yet. I can't remember. I don't think so. We had one car. We drove one car, and Pastor David went to school from 8 in the morning till 12. And then he went to work from 3 to 11, and I worked midnight to 4 in the morning. And so if I wanted the car, I had to go pick him up at midnight. So it was really fun times in Bible school, I'm telling you. And so he was working a ton of overtime because we were really having a hard time. And so we started giving this $5 an offering. And the overtime was not helping, if you can't tell, because that's why we were still working all these hours. And we gave this $5 a month offering. And all of a sudden, he stopped working overtime, and nothing changed. I can't tell you that I had a windfall of money come into our bank account, but somehow what little we had was stretched, and every bill started getting paid. He worked less, and we were definitely less stressed, but yet everything started happening. That $5 a month offering, which was a sacrifice for us, the Lord honored, and he just spread what we had, which wasn't much. He just made that oil keep running. Amen? You understand? So it wasn't about us giving an extra humongous amount. It was $5. And he started stretching that $5. Pastor David would win like Employee of the Year, and we'd get these checks, and then all these things would just start happening. But it was in the offering stuff started happening. It was that sacrifice of giving and going above. So that's what this woman, she could have just done whatever, but she listened and did it. And the oil did not run out. I'm here to tell you, as you give, it's so crazy. In the past 2 weeks, I've had these opportunities to give. And I'm not talking just into ministries. I'm talking about into people's lives, because it says the generous. So generous is being generous to all around you. And all of a sudden, every time I'm like, man, I haven't checked my bank account. And all of you that know me that know I do financial coaching, I am checking it all the time. But I'm like, my spirit is just like, you need to do that. You need to do that. And every time I do something, the Lord says, the oil will not run out. It's every time I give, the oil will not run out. So if I'm withholding, I never hear it. It's every time I give, the oil will not run out. The oil will not run out. Because see, as I pour out, he pours in. You understand? Because he's the provider. So as I pour out, he's pouring in, and the oil is not running out. It's starting to overflow, and there's more and more to go out, and the oil is just going to keep coming and just overflow. And that oil is supernatural. Amen? And so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. So it never ran out. It never ran out. And I'm not going to go into it, but if you go further down, there's also provision for the future as you pour out. The oil doesn't run out, and then there's provision for you. Because if you read later in the story, her son dies. And she says, you came and he died. And what happened? Elijah prayed over him and he was saved. So there's provision for the future as you give too. Amen? So you are called to be generous. Pastor Lacey, why are you saying this? Are we not being generous? Yes, you're being generous. I'm telling you this so that you know as you give and the enemy tries to come at you and say, you don't have that to give. You can say no because my God says the oil will not run out. I was created to be generous. Lord, I thank you that I am generous and that I will continue to give. And as I give, the oil will not run out. And I'm going to tell you where to put your faith. What you gave last year, you should be believing God to give even more this year. What you give away this year, you should be, that's the smallest you'll ever give. Next year is going to be even more. Why? Because we serve a God of increase. We serve a God of multiplication. And it's all the glory to him. It has nothing to do with you if it's all his. If you're calculating, I work this many hours, I can get this and I can do that, then it's all on you. But if you say, Lord, I will be faithful with what you've given me and I will be generous, then he will multiply for you. And I'm not talking give out of like, oh, I feel guilty, I should give. No, you need to ask the Lord and you need to do exactly what the Lord is telling you to do. She didn't come running to Elijah with the cake. She had to be told what to do. What is the Lord speaking to you to do? Amen. And in Luke 6:38, it says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will it be put into your bosom. I don't know about you, but that sounds like overflow. Amen. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So as you're generous, generosity will be measured back to you. Amen. If you withhold, withholding will be given back to you. And nobody wants that. We want to be generous. If you're like, I haven't seen breakthrough, try the Lord. Try trusting the Lord and giving it to him, even when it doesn't make sense. But you must trust him and put your faith out there. Thank you, Lord, that you will provide. Don't let the enemy come in and don't speak doubt. So we have some ways to give online. Amen. Ushers, if you want to get ready. I'm trying to remember everything. You can scan these QR codes. We have Venmo. We have the website, the app you can give in. If you didn't know that, you can give in the app. You can sign in and have an account in the app. And then when you go to give, you can actually see what you've given before if you want to do that. You can text give to that number up there. We appreciate you giving and believing and standing with us for a great move of God in this area. We're believing, just like you, we're believing for big things. And New Freedom Church, we give too. Because we're trusting the Lord. Because trust me, it's not all on us. That doesn't work. It's all on God. It's all on him. And everything that we have is the Lord's. So who in here is generous? Who in here knows their oil is not going to run out as you're generous? Who in here is believing for overflow in your life? Amen. You have that word. All right, ushers, if you can go ahead and serve the people, we'd appreciate that. And I think we'll have some music in the background. There's a song they sing down at the river called Come Now Money. I won't put Michaela on the spot. She loves to sing it. But you think, oh my gosh, what is that? But see, as you serve the Lord and you give and you expect, you can start singing, Come Now Overflow. Hallelujah, because as I give, overflow is for me. Come now oil that will not run out. Maybe you're in a place you're like, oh, that's great for you to say be generous, but I've got nothing to give. Just give the Lord your heart. He'll show you what to give. He'll show you what to give. I've had times I've sold things to have money to give because I've decided nothing I have is mine anyway. And the Lord always brings it back. Amen. Even better. Lord, I thank you for this offering. Lord, I thank you. As we give to you, you'll give back in even greater measure. Lord, I thank you for the precious saints that have given here today and online. Lord, I pray your blessing over them. I thank you that you multiply. Lord, I thank you for business opportunities. I thank you for promotions. Oh, I hear the Lord saying new jobs. I thank you for new jobs and increase. I thank you for witty ideas. And Lord, I thank you that your kingdom is multiplying now. Bless the hands that have sowed this here today, Lord. Thank you for what you have for New Freedom. We just glorify you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm just looking at the faces here today. Amen. Some smiling. Amen. Good. You guys are beautiful. Amen. God is good. I got the word this morning. Well, let me pray. It's always good to pray. Welcome online. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and everyone listening, Lord God, and I thank you that you have a word for them today, Lord. I thank you that the wheels of faith are turning. The wheels of faith are turning, Lord. You're moving upon your people even now, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in the hearts of your people here this morning. As faith arises and grabs a hold of the kingdom of God, I thank you that you liberally release of your goodness and your pleasure and your love upon your people, upon your children, Lord. I thank you that great and mighty things have been prepared for this day, a special day in the eyes of God, a special day to come into his presence with thanksgiving in our heart. Come rejoicing and celebrating the risen Lord, the resurrected Lord. Holy Spirit, I thank you, the third person of the Godhead. Guide and direct us, Lord God. Show us what is needed for this day, the manna for today. Lord, I thank you. The living water for today. Let it flow in and through us. Let it nourish us and strengthen us in every way, Lord. And we thank you in advance for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, God is good. Oh, God is good. Man, I got the word celebration this morning in my time of twilight. Amen. To celebrate the risen Lord. And I think, well, that's Easter message. Well, that's why we always say that the resurrection is a lifelong thing. It's not a day. You celebrate what the Lord has done every day. And when you put your eyes on him, you praise him every morning. You worship him throughout the day. You pray to him. You give to him. Everything is about celebration of what he's done. Because your life is a life after God. As a child of God, he's everything. So if he is everything, every day is a celebration. Not just Sunday morning. Not just here. And I tell you, I felt the presence of God so strong when Pastor Lacey was talking about depression. He was talking about people are going through some hard things. I'm telling you, the Lord is going to give you exactly what you need today. And her word and her prayer has literally cracked open your heart to receive what God has. So I'm just coming up here just laying a little more foundation into what God has already started and what the Spirit of God has already started. Because it's not about a person, it's about him. Amen. And if you can put your heart and fix your eyes on him, he will just come and he will just heal the brokenhearted. He'll mend the areas that are broken, that are sore, that are even loose. Some of you may have a few screws loose. And the Lord is here to just steady that thing, to seal the deal, to tighten it down to the exact torque that it needs to be. So when you go through life, you're not shaking, you're not rattling, you're not off course, you're not out of balance. You're exactly in the divine plan and purpose of God. And it's only the Holy Spirit that knows exactly what torque he needs to put upon your life. Because some people are called to places where they're going to be torqued a little tighter. Because they're going to be put under more pressure. And there's other people that are going to be in different areas. And the Lord knows exactly what you need today. So I just thank the Lord, because I already know the questions you have, God already knows the answer to them. The needs that you have, he's already supplied them. They're already available. And it's my job as a pastor to help you get to the place of receiving all that God has. Not getting it for you. Not praying it into existence. Not declaring it for you. It's making you realize that it's already yours. And it's you standing in the place that God has for you. And celebrating the risen Lord. And grabbing a hold of all that God has. Amen. Because he's a faithful God. Amen. God's faithful. And if you can believe and see and know that his faithfulness is for you, there's nothing the enemy can do about it. You are victorious. Amen. You are victorious. Last week, again, a lot of things happen in my life early in the morning, before I get out of bed when I'm waking up. And this song came into my spirit. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And that just started speaking to my spirit. And I thought, morning by morning, every morning there's mercies available. Because God is faithful. And he knows what I have need of. And today is no different, church. That hardship, that depression, that anxiety, that stress, whatever it is, God knows exactly what you need. And he's made provision for you. And it's already yours. And I believe when you walk out that door in the back, you're going to have the answer that you have need of. You're going to have the healing that you have need of. You're going to have the provision for the vision that God has given you. Whatever it is, because each one of us could stand and share something that we're going through or something that we've been through or someone we know that's going through something that we're standing in the gap for. Because we live in a fallen world. And there's always things happening. The enemy is constantly doing things. But it doesn't matter what his plans are. It's what God's plan is for you. And when you take his plan and you run with that, you don't have to worry about the enemy's plan. Don't worry about how big people call the enemy. Don't worry about what's going on. I'm telling you, I need to speak into this. A lot of people are concerned about what took place with the former president and the judicial system and what's going on in society. So I have to talk about it because it's things that people deal with. That's not going to be my sermon, but I want to tell you, I know truth always prevails. And I know truth brings freedom. So people ask me, how should I pray about this? How do we deal with this? Believe in God and not look at the circumstance. You don't know all the details, so don't worry about the details. You know the truth, and the truth sets things free. Amen? What does the Bible say? If we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, I'll heal the land. So if you're thinking the land is broken, the way to bring healing is to not go picket, not go on social media, and just get over into your flesh. The best thing to do is put your flesh under and get before God and get the truth of the matter. And pray the word of God, and speak the word of God, and declare the word of God, and do what God's telling you to do, and that's what's going to bring healing to the land. If the church becomes the church and does what it's called to do, there's nothing to worry about. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. So don't step away from being the church and be like the world because your feelings are hurt. Be the church. That's exactly what you need to be. And that's what God called you to be. And that's where the keys to the kingdom are. Amen. That's where provision is. That's where truth is. And that's where victory is. So if you want healing, be the church. Do what he's telling you to do. Why does a government and a system fall away? It's because the church isn't being the church. We're not sharing the word of God. We're not loving people. We're not going on the streets. We're too concerned about ourselves and what's taking place around us. We're not being the church. And if we be the church will turn the course. Do you realize the moral decay of society is not as far as it is? If the church is the church, we are the moral compass in the land. When the church is not here, it's a total upheaval. Realize that. And if the church is the church, we stop or limit how quick things decay. Why does this nation so successful for so many years? It's because the church was present. And the founding fathers based this constitution on the word of God. That's what caused the stability. We're not living for man. We're not living for the constitution. We have the word of God. But everything that has the word in it prospers. All of you have the word in you. Guess what? You're going to prosper. Amen. You're going to prosper. Everywhere the word is. When they put the word on a wall, I'm telling you, when you quote the word, there's prosperity there. There's blessing there. There's healing there. Amen. So keep walking and being the church. Don't worry about what's taking place. Please don't worry about what's taking place. Guess, I'm not going to get into it because I don't know the details. But I'll tell you this, all through Scripture, great men and great women were accused of things and went way down bad places and sent bad places. Think of Joseph. Think of Joseph. If you don't know the story of Joseph, read it. Great man, but his family sold him out. Think of Jesus. Perfect. The one we worship, sinless lamb, spotless, was put on the cross. So this isn't something new. When things happen and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's happened for generations. Be the church. Be the church. Anyway, that's not my sermon today. I want to encourage you to not be moved by what's taking place. You say, well, everything that this country was built on is failing. If you're living for everything that was built on this country, you're going to fail too. The Word of God never fails. Stick with the Word. You don't have to worry about the rest. You say, well, how can I be a part of society and still be a Christian? That's what He's called us to be. That's exactly where we need to be, is to be a light in a dark land. The salt of the earth. Amen. He's given us the tools and the ability and the power to go and be the church in the land. Anyway, if you want to talk about it more, I'll talk to you later about it. But today, great is His faithfulness. Lamentations. You say, I've never even heard of that. It's between Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Lamentations, chapter 3. See, when the Lord gives you a word, it's good to take that word, pray to the Lord, and say, Lord, show me some scriptures to help give me assurance and faith of your word in what you're speaking. Because you can hear a word, and if you can't find scriptures for it, I wouldn't put too much weight in that word. You hear what I'm saying? So if a word comes to you or something comes to you, back it up with scripture. That'll be the quickest reference on, hey, this is from God or this isn't from God. So He gave me the word, great is His faithfulness. And I just started meditating in my bed. Lord, you're so great. You're so faithful. You've been faithful for the generations. I've seen it from Genesis all the way to now, today. Your faithfulness has been steadfast. And I started meditating on that. And I'm like, Lord, give me scripture. So here it is. Lamentations 3, verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. And I got on that scripture and I couldn't release of it. And the Lord just kept downloading in my spirit how good He is. And how good He is every day. Not just on Sunday. Not just when things are going good. Not when things are just going bad. God is faithful. And He is merciful every moment of every day. And I think to myself, that's a celebration. I don't have to be concerned about anything because I know the truth of God's Word. He's a faithful God. And His mercies are new every day. So there's not one day that God is not made available for His Son and His Spirit to move and work on my behalf. I don't have to live in fear a day of my life. I don't have to live anxious about what might happen. I don't care what might happen. I know what will happen. When you know the end, you don't have to worry about the now. When you know your salvation is secure, what are we concerned about day in and day out when we know our salvation is secure? I'm talking about spiritual things here. But when you grab a hold of it with the spiritual, you can understand the natural and see the truth of the matter. Because some of you are sitting there like, why is he so spiritual? How do I really deal with the natural things day in and day out? Spiritually. If your soul and your mind are fixed on God, you see it for what it is and you're not moved by it. But if your eyes are not on Him, amen. And your soul and your emotions are back and forth. Once you hear bad news, you fall right into the pit of the bad news. And you get right on social media and you're like, I can't believe that. I'm now more mega than ever, or MAGA, or whatever they say. You know? You, You understand what I'm saying? You get caught up into things. Oh, I'm going to like that. I'm going to share that. We're going to revolt. We're going to get a hold of this thing. This is going to change the election and all this. And it's going to start a move and all these editorial pages come out. And I'll tell you, all you're doing is just feeding the bias. All you're doing is feeding the system. You're keeping the lights going. You're getting people it's stirring people's flesh. It's stirring people's flesh, and you're like, yeah, but Pastor, we got to do that. No, you don't. You don't have to go do that and join the bandwagon. Because how are you going to be able to see the spiritual when you're so focused on the natural? How are you going to be able to have peace on the inside when you're living on the outside? And that's but you're basing all your decisions on about what's taking place. See, that's the thing. People look at the election. Oh, well, this is going to change the election. What's going to change the election? The church. The church will change the election. If the church, millions of people, get a hold of what God has, they'll stand for what's right. That's what it takes. An individual is not going to change it. But the church can change a nation. The church can change a nation. But there's some within the church that live in their flesh, and you have people that say they're the church, and they're polar opposites on belief system. And you're like, how is that going? Just give it to the Lord. You do your part. You do what's right, and focus on Jesus. Great is His faithfulness. I'm getting off topic here, but I wanted to share on this to help encourage you. Don't be moved. Do not be moved by good or bad reports. By faith, the elders received what? A good report. So, by faith, it's always a good report. Amen. I don't know if you got that. By faith, it's always a good report. So every morning, it's a great day because by faith, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. So I don't have a bad day. People are like, I don't know. Today's a bad... No, it's not. Today's a great day. Amen. Today's a wonderful day. Lamentations. If you haven't found it yet, it's on page 788. Lamentations chapter 3, 22. Through the Lord's mercies. Whose mercies? The Lord's. There's your first key if you're taking notes. The mercies are not from the government. The mercies are not from finances. Don't be moved whether you have money or you don't have money. That's not where your mercy comes from. God's mercy will bring provision and protect you even when you have nothing in the natural. You understand what I'm saying? Get a hold of it. This is a spiritual truth. When you understand the spiritual realm, you will handle the natural realm very easily. But when you operate in the natural to handle the natural, the enemy will whip your butt every time. I'm just telling you. The arm of the flesh. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. The Lord tells us how to deal with things by the Spirit. Through prayer. Through faith and trust in Him. Amen. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. Okay, so that doesn't mean the greatest talker on CNN or any other news agency, they have zero power when it comes to God. You hear what I'm saying? Don't listen to things that are do not give you faith. Do not produce faith in your life. Amen. Yeah. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Through the Lord's mercies. That word mercies is kindness, goodness, and favor. Kindness, goodness, and favor. If you think the Lord is judging you, you're serving the wrong Lord. The Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Many people read the word consumed and they think of like when you eat, you consume something. It's not what it means at all. The word consume there means to complete or finish. Okay? Through the Lord's mercies, we are not finished. That's good news. God's not done with us yet. The church is not consumed. It's not finished yet. And His mercies make us available to live out each day till He comes and takes us home. You understand what I'm saying? God's not done with the church. God is not done with you. Don't say there's no hope. There's always hope if there's breath in your lungs. Why? His kindness and goodness is available daily for you to finish your race. God's not done with you yet. Amen. God's just getting started with you. You say, well, I just got saved. Great. God can make up the difference. Some say, well, I've been saved 50 years and I haven't seen anything yet, because you're looking in the wrong place. Doesn't matter how long you've been saved. Doesn't matter how long you've known the Lord. Realize that His faithfulness and His mercies are available right now. Amen. Your life can change in a moment. Amen. Your life can change right now. I see some of you can say, is this really true for me? Is it really that good? Oh, yeah. It's that good that the Lord can turn anything around in a moment. Amen. His kindness and His goodness are available for you to finish your course. There's nothing the enemy can do about it. Every day, there's mercy available for you. Every day. In the Amplified, it says this: it is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed. The Lord will give you all that you need to finish your race. I don't care how old you are. It has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with time. What does it say? His kindness, loving kindness, and tender mercies are available to you to finish what He has for you. It's nothing on the natural. Absolutely nothing to do with what you see, feel, or hear. Nothing to do with the natural realm. God's got a plan and a purpose for your life that's already set in order. He knows the beginning of your days and He knows the end of your days. And His kindness and goodness is available throughout the span of your life. Okay? If you run from God or you ran from God, that doesn't dictate this. That doesn't change this. It doesn't change God. He's faithful. You understand what I'm saying? So if someone backslid and ran from God, really what they did, they ran away from the goodness and kindness. God didn't run away from them. Now, God is faithful and merciful every day. That means there's not a day that He's not. That means that person can turn and come right back in to the graces of God, to the mercy of God. Just in the same day, you could say something or believe something or do something or sin, and you can repent, and all of a sudden, God is right there. Because He does not change. He does not change. It is because the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His tender compassions never fail. Notice, compassions, plural. That word compassions there are bowels of mercy. And we don't use that terminology much these days. Bowels of compassion, tender love. What it means is, it's like a mother to a child. That's the compassion that the Lord has for His children. Like a mother to a child. Where the child has all the needs met because mom is right there having compassion. Tender mercies, no judgment. A mother doesn't judge their two-day-old baby if they cry. Right? There's nothing that baby can do that'll stop that mother from loving that baby. That's how the Lord is to the church. There's nothing the church can do that'll stop God from loving them. And that goes for you. You are the church. Bowels of compassion. His tender compassions never fail. It's the love of God. That word also signifies, let me read this. You can write these scriptures down. 1 John 3:17. It's the ability for the Lord to have compassion on the needs of the people. He sees what you're going through, is what it means. He feels what you feel. What you struggle with, what is hurting you, what is affecting you, the Lord is literally takes on what you're feeling. That's what that means. It's so close to you, He feels your every feeling. Your brokenness, He feels. Your anxiousness, He feels. Your worry, He feels. Your pain, He feels. He's that close to you every day that He feels that. What a mighty God we serve. To come and to live so close to us that when we're going through a struggle, He already has the answer. He already feels and senses the pain, and His compassion is made available. I don't know if we realize all that God does for us. Compassion. 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 Loving kindness that we are not consumed, because His tender compassions never fail. He sympathizes with you. That's what that means. He sympathizes with you. He feels what you're feeling. And guess what? He takes it upon Himself so you don't have to carry it. But you have to be willing to give it to Him. That's the key. That's your part, church. He sympathizes. He's right next to you, beside you, right where you're sitting right now, right where you're listening online. He's sympathizing with you. He's right there saying, please give it to me. It's not meant for you to carry. Don't go through the struggle another day. I'm here for you right now. And I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The next thing that comes, I'm right here. I'll move that mountain right out of your way. I'll fill that gap instantly for you. I'm telling you, the presence of God is here. If you can believe that He loves you that much, you'll allow Him to sit next to you and you'll just give Him all your issues. All your issues. There's altar ministry happening right now with some of you. Because you're grabbing a hold of by faith what the Word of God says and how much God loves you. And how compassionate He is for you. Compassions. What does that mean? That's plural. That means there's different struggles, maybe multiple struggles you're going through. And you say in your mind, God will never understand everything that I'm going through. God can't see all the, God sees it all. And He has multiple compassions, sympathizes in many ways to meet every need you have. So if you have like five issues going on, there's five compassions that He's sympathizing with you to take each and every one of those off of you. There's nothing too big for God. When you understand God's nature, you'll realize something significant. There's nothing that you will ever go through that God does not have the answer for and that God cannot heal you from. Nothing. He was in all points tempted in every way. There's not a thought that you've ever had that God does not understand and God does not have the answer to deliver you from. Ever. Ever. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter your financial situation. God can move a mountain and He can bring a flow that'll cover all your financial needs in a moment. In a moment. I know some of you are looking at me like, you don't understand. I don't need to understand. All I need to understand is what that word says. I believe it and that settles it. You believe it and that settles it. You don't have to carry weights any longer. You don't have to carry weights any longer. His compassions fail not. That means when He sympathizes with you and He comes and He's right next to you, the answer is right next to you. It never fails. His compassions never fail. God's love never fails. The only thing that will keep it from not happening is us releasing it to him. If you hold it, you got it. If you take ownership of it, you got it. You bought it. It's yours. But if you're willing to say, this is not mine, I'm releasing it. Healing. Provision. Blessing. Love. Just flow through you. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Why every day? Because new things come. New struggles come. Tomorrow, there'll be new worries. But the Bible says, do not worry about tomorrow. Because tomorrow will take care of itself. There's enough today to deal with. Guess what? There's enough mercy and grace and favor from heaven to deal with today. You say, well, I have a financial obligation down the road. Don't worry about the financial obligation down the road. Focus on today. Because if you don't get the victory today, it compounds when you deal with it tomorrow. If you don't deal with sin today, sin will be there tomorrow stronger than it was today. Think about that. That's why his mercies are new every day, for you not to carry anything from one day to the next. It's very quiet in here because the Lord's dealing. The Holy Spirit is working. Don't carry something more than one day. When you pray, release it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord and thank him for the answer. Thank him for the answer because he's going to give you the prayer that you need in that moment. You may have kids that are going through something. Give them to the Lord. You may have grandkids and family that's going through something. You may have a spouse that's going. Give it to the Lord. You're not designed to carry it. His mercy is there. His provision is there for you to lay it at his feet. Give it to him. You are not designed to carry it. Verse 23. They are new every morning. So there's new mercies, new compassions every morning. Every day you open your eyes, there's a whole new set of mercy and love and compassion for you. Just for you, with your name on it. Just for you. Daily provision. Not yesterday's provision. Not some stale bread from yesterday or a week ago. But fresh revelation. Divine flow. New wine right for today. God has something for each of you today that you didn't realize was available yesterday. And it's for today. So it won't be good for tomorrow. It's only good for today. And when you see that, the expiration date ends tonight. But there's a fresh wine for you tomorrow. And a new song for you tomorrow. And a new day tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying here? You got to receive all that God has for you today. Because it won't be good for tomorrow. All right? It'll handle everything you have today. Everything you have today. You say, well, I got 50 years of problems that I'm dealing with today. There is enough grace and mercy today for your 50 years of problem. Amen. You may have been living, people may have been living in sin for 50 years. Guess what? Jesus showed up on the doorstep of their heart and they said yes to Jesus, 50 years clean. If he can do it for one, he'll do it for you. Amen. If he can do it for one, he'll do it for your neighbor, your friend, your spouse. Amen. Someone that's ungodly. God will show up. He is right next to them. And when they say yes, all of a sudden their life's changed forevermore. Amen. Delivered. Set free in Jesus' name. That's how good God is. But religion will foul you up to think you got to be a certain way, do enough things to get what God's mercy is for you today. Nothing there says you got to attend church so many times or give so much or dress a certain way or look a certain way or be a certain race. Nothing there says that. A certain intellect, a certain college degree.
None of that has any factor on the mercy of God except for your faith to say yes to Him. That is the only limiting factor, is us saying yes to Jesus and allowing that mercy and that His compassion and to sympathize in what we're going through. There's nothing in this world that can stop this truth and promise from coming to pass. Nothing. Except for that little thing between your two ears. Your soul to have a thought of doubt that it's not for you. There's a book, Jesse Duplantis, I encourage you to read it. It says, I never learned to doubt. Did you know doubt is a learned behavior? By what you hear. You hear a lot of doubt, you start believing doubt, you start living doubt, and then you start producing after its own kind, which is doubt. But you can learn to live by faith. You can learn to walk by faith. And you can learn to receive by faith and be a life full of faith without any doubt. But it's something that you have to train yourself with. And when you train yourself to realize that God's a good God, every day's a good day. Why? Because you believe God is true and He shall not lie. Amen. He's a man that He cannot lie, the Bible says. But doubt is a learned behavior. And you say, I don't know about that. Well, you're doubting right there. You already started the ball rolling. When you say yes to Jesus, you can live a life of victory all the days of your life. You can live in divine healing all the days of your life. Man, we played some serious volleyball yesterday, and there's many people. Man, I'm going to be sore tomorrow. That's not what I'm speaking. Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. I could play four games today, and I'm 43. Is it all me? No. Is it my genetics? No. But it's my confession. It's my confession that when I lay my head down and I get a good night's sleep, God's going to restore my body and keep me whole. It's my confession. And you say, well, how do you say that, Pastor? Because I'm not doubting. I'm not accepting that. I'm accepting life and new mercies today. Do you think it says in here, if David Patterson plays four games of volleyball at 43, he's going to be stiff tomorrow? No, it doesn't say that, so I don't believe that. I believe every day is a great day. Every day I'll be refreshed to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. What would happen if David was sore and stiff, couldn't make it to church? Pastor didn't show up. He was too stiff and sore. No, I'm not accepting that. And I know you may laugh at what I'm saying, but that is a living reality that we take and we apply to different areas. Each of us apply that differently based off of what we believe. Amen. I'm not doubting. And there's things that I've doubted for years, even as a pastor. But no, I'm not that. This church is going to explode in Jesus' name. There's no way it's going to stay where it's at. It's going to multiply. There'll be property in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm not doubting. There is no way we're going backwards. We're going forward. We're going forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Get ready. God is good. Amen. He's merciful. He loves us. You say, well, those are big financial undertakings. Where does it say in there that the financial undertaking is a limitation? There's no limits with God. We serve a limitless God. You say, how's it going to happen? I don't know. God's going to make it happen. All I got to do is believe that it can happen. Your provision is as far as your vision is. So if you have short vision, you have short provision. Hey, come on. If you can be like Peter and say, Jesus, you want me to walk to you on the water? Here we go. All the rest of them are like, I don't know about Peter. He's crazy. Peter was crazy enough to say yes to Jesus. Are you? Come on. Say, I can't soul win. Who says you can't? Well, I don't know. I don't feel confident enough. Where's your confidence in? My confidence is not in me. Because if it was in me, I wouldn't even get behind this pulpit and preach to you. Come on. But God. Amen. But God. The young man that cannot remember much of anything. Intellect was not my strong suit. GPA was not my strong suit. You say, why are you saying such negative? I'm giving you my testimony. God will take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Bring the scientists in. Bring the people in that want to mock God and see what the Lord's going to do. See what the Lord can do. It's not in my power or my strength. It's by the Spirit. It's the anointing of God. And you are anointed vessels fit for the Father's use. And if you can say yes to Jesus, He'll take you around the world. He'll take you to places you've never been before. I feel the anointing of God. If you grab a hold of this by faith, God will take you places. He'll take you in areas with your family that your family has never seen. Generations of your family has never seen it. All of a sudden, boom, out shoots a preacher from the Pattersons. The family's never seen it before. Never been a preacher in my family. It isn't the generations of my dad was a preacher, my grandfather was pastor so-and-so. None of that. None of that. Did you hear me? None of that. Everything that's happening up here is by God. God called me, not man. Man doesn't keep me here. Man's not going to control me. Hallelujah. It's not man. The only thing that man has a factor in is that their souls are unsaved and they need Jesus. But man doesn't put somebody in an office. Man doesn't call pastors. Hear me. Don't tell other people that they're a pastor or they're an evangelist or they're an apostle. Don't tell them that. God has to tell them that. They got to get it on the inside for themselves. They have to hear the call of Jesus upon their heart. Because if they don't hear that, they're not going to be able to stand in it. They're not going to be able to stand in it. You got to know on the inside what God's calling you to do. Because in the calling is where the mercies are. In the calling is where the favor is and the grace to be able to stand in life. It's in what you're called to do. You got to hear the voice of God. You got to know what it is on the inside that God has for you. Because if you're doubting what He has for you, you're not going to be able to receive the mercy to go along with it and the grace to carry you through it. God calls. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. You say, well, I'm not equipped. Neither was I. I'm not good enough. Neither was I. Yeah, you can list every excuse you want to list for what God's calling you to do. And I'm telling you, you're missing it. Because if God speaks it, He already knows He's equipped you to do it. Amen. You may be called to a missionary. You may be called around the world. You may be called to scrub this carpet. It doesn't matter what it is. You will be the most anointed carpet scrubber the world has ever seen. Amen. People put judgment. Man puts levels on things. God doesn't. God doesn't. You can see singers. You can see worship leaders. The calling of God is on their life. Man, so anointed. They don't have the best voice, but the anointing of God is on it. There's ministers that don't have the greatest voice out there. But the anointing, and there's demonstration by what they say. Amen. That's the anointing of God. That's why there's demonstration in this church. It's not by because of me. Pastor Lacey can get up here and have demonstration. Any of you can go out on the streets and have demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power follow you wherever you go. Because the anointing, the anointed one is upon your life. Amen. These are the mercies I'm talking about. These are the compassions. So when you're going through something, I'm telling you, God's with you. You are His child. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hopefully you're still at Lamentations. They're new every morning. Did you know there's fresh manna for the day? Every day. Every day, everything your body needs, everything your soul needs, everything your spirit needs is available in full for you today. Tomorrow, It's available. It is waiting for you. God already has your days lined up and specifically has everything that you have need of for that day already accomplished. Amen. It's already done. God knows everything. Everything. And the great thing is, when you walk in what he has for you, it becomes a blessing to those around you. Amen. And it was talked about earlier today. The blessing on you affects those around you. Amen. Not saying they can't get their own blessing from God. That's how it's supposed to work. But there's a corporate blessing that comes along as well. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not tooting my own horn, but if I did nothing for God and I rebelled against what God's saying to me, something else would have had to change. God would have had to raise someone else to start new freedom. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. There's things in your life that you're called to do that God's going to use you to do, and your name's on it. Amen. Your name's on it. Whether you believe it or not, your name is on it. And I could go through and I could name people's names, but I'm not going to do that online, and I'm not going to embarrass you. But there's things that you have on the inside of you that will bless me, that will bless this church, that will bless the person next to you. Just in this moment, I know we're online, but this is the part of being here in person. Anyone that serves at the church, just stand. Serves at the church. Just stand. Serve. Usher, greeter, hospitality, music. Look at it. Look at all those that are standing. Amen. Why are they doing that? For every person in this building and everyone online. Thank you for serving. It blesses me.
Amen.
It blesses me. I can't do what I do without you. I can't answer. You can be seated. I can't answer what God is asking of me without people serving with me. Amen. It's not possible. Amen. It's not possible. If nobody served, the New Freedom would not be what it is. It is what it is because of the church. Amen. You guys. Amen. A lot of people look at the leaders. A lot of people look at the pastors. But what makes the church is the people.
Amen.
They're the people. So thank you for serving. For you that weren't standing, there'll be a time that you're standing. Ask the Lord. He'll show you. Verse 23. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Whose?
God's.
Yours. We're speaking to God. Great is his faithfulness. So do not put your faith in other people. Put it in God. Do not put it in the government. Put it in God. Do not put it on money. Put it on God. People put their faith in so many different things, and they wonder why God is not honoring and blessing what they're doing. Their faith is in something different, and it's not fully trusted in God. You understand what I'm saying? Even though it's of similar view, it's not the same. There's many in the church. For you guys that don't understand this, I'll have to give a different analogy somewhere else. But it's like plugging something that's meant to be 110 into 440 and expecting it to work for the electrical people out there. Stuff burns up. You understand? Let me bring it to you this way. It's trying to plow your field with a Tonka toy for those of simpler minds. Amen. You understand? Little tractor, no power, hook it to something that you got to plow the field with. Doesn't work. Even though a tractor does that job, you need the right tractor for the job. Come on. Come on. God has you at a place where he is going to position you for the job at hand. And he's given you the mercy and the grace to do it. He's given you the ability to do it. But if you're plugged into something else that's not of God, you're going to short circuit your ability to plow the ground. You're not going to be, you'll burn up, you'll blow up. Something not good is going to happen. And many people try to plug into sources that aren't of God. Plug into thought patterns that aren't of God. Come on. You understand what I'm saying here? Start believing thoughts and lies that are not of God. And it short circuits the power of the Holy Ghost from working through you. Why do we protect the anointing up here? That's the power of God to change people's lives. My job is to protect the anointing. So if some wolf comes in, somebody comes in that's not of God and is a false teacher or a false prophet, whatever it may be, it's my job to deal with that person. And it's my job to send the ushers to deal with that person. Why? To protect the sheep. Why do I preach the way I do? To protect the sheep. Preach the word. Renew your mind so you don't think on things that are contrary to God. Amen. Protecting your thoughts. Why do we give the salvation message? Amen. To get people's hearts to God so they don't go to a place called hell. Hallelujah. Everything we do here is for a purpose. We don't just do it to do it. We don't do it to get likes on Facebook. We do it to build the kingdom of God. We do it to help the hurting, to seek and to save those who are lost. Amen. That's why we do it for people's souls. Everything we do is about people's souls. It's not about money. It's not about time. It's not about looks. It's not about likes. It's nothing to do with that. It's about souls. And if you can grab a hold of everything we do is for the saving of the soul. Whether it's conversion, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's casting out demons, whatever it may be, is for the saving of the soul. Everything we do at New Freedom is for the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know some people criticize what we do, but that's fine because I'm answering to God. Amen. Because I need His mercy every day. I need His divine will every day. My son's laughing at me up here. Sorry, buddy. Verse 24. Here we go. The Lord is my portion. Everybody say portion. You know what portion is? One's possession. Their share. Their part of the pie. Let me read that again. Verse 20. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. If you get out of anything today, get that verse right there. Please get that verse right there. Get that portion of that verse. The Lord is my portion, my possession. Don't let anybody take your portion. Don't allow other things to possess your time, to possess your life, to take ground from you. If you own ground, do not let robbers come in and steal. The portion God gives you of the kingdom of God, you hold that. Don't let lies take your portion. Don't let generational thoughts take your portion. You say, why is this so important? The Lord is your portion. He has a share of the kingdom of heaven with your name on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every single one of you, there is a portion of the kingdom of God with your name on it. Your family has, the kingdom of God has their name on it. Ownership, your portion, your blessing, your provision. God has a portion for you that's nobody else's. Nobody else's. It's designed for you because He created you. And you're here for a purpose. And He has a plan for your life. So you need the portion He has for you to fulfill the plan. And it's full of mercy and compassion. God is not against you, church. God is not against you. The Lord is my portion, says what? My soul. So it's not just speaking out of your mouth, hoping it gets better. You got to know. You got to have it in here. Deep down, that God has a portion just for me. God has a plan for my life. Hallelujah. God has blessings for me. God has good things for me. My portion is good. My portion is enough to sustain me all the days of my life. You get this on the inside of you, it'll change your life, church. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Your thoughts have to line up with your portion or you'll miss your portion. You can speak your portion right out of existence, right out of your life. Just like you speak negative about sickness and disease, they're speaking their healing right out of their life. Even though God has released healing for people, God has released salvation for people, God has released deliverance for people over the works of darkness. God has released His love, but people are mocking God at the same time. Think about it. Think about it. There's a portion, but you can speak your portion away because of ignorance, lack of knowledge, or just plain doubt and unbelief. Not here at New Freedom. You're going to get your portion, church. Each and every one of you, you're going to get your portion. You say, how do you know that, Pastor? Because it's my job to make sure you get it. Amen. So when we come to you and talk to you about something, and you're like, man, why are they talking to me about that? I want you to get your portion. Amen. If we're here to help you. We're here to help you. The Holy Spirit wants you to get your portion. That's why He convicts you, because He wants you to get your portion. You understand what I'm saying? Why does a parent correct his child? Because he wants their child to get their portion. All that God has for him. Raise a child up in the way they should go, and they shall not depart. That takes some work, parents. Takes some dedication. Why? Because every parent wants their child to have their portion. Don't they? Okay, one person believes that. We're doing good here. One's better than none. Praise God. Amen. There's a portion God has for you, and it's written on the pages of the Bible. And when you say yes to Jesus and yes to His Word, your portion is yours. And nobody can steal it from you or take it from you. Hallelujah. Don't look at the past and say, well, my portion, I don't know. I haven't seen it. Believe God, it's there. He'll make up the difference. See, some people are like, well, they compare themselves to other people. And then they compare their portion to other people's portion. And then they get offended. And they lose their portion they had because they wanted somebody else's portion. I'm going to tell you something. God gifts people for a reason. And then He builds character and integrity in them to stand in the place that He has for them. So there's many people that mock men and women of God that have great things, big portions. But they don't know the sacrifice that they went to get there. But they want the pie, but they didn't take time in the cooker.
Come on.
Hey, I'm preaching better than you're shouting. Some people need to get under the fire of God and get a little heat so they can be cooked a little bit, pruned a little bit, purified a little bit to produce the portion that God has for them. Yeah. But everybody wants to jump ship and they just want the pie on the other side. They just want heaven, but they do nothing in this earth to deserve it. And I'm telling you, I'm not God. I don't dictate people's salvation. But I'm telling you right now, you can have a portion of your pie today. If you want it, you can have it today.
Yeah.
Glory to God. There's so much that we've done here in New Freedom to be in the fire of God and to put our hand to the plow. Been in places where people talk about us, mock us, comment about, I don't really care. I've had ministers even say, you're not good enough to pastor a church. Yeah. I'm like, great, that's what you think. That's what you think. You're entitled to think how you want, but that's not my portion. That may be how you see me, but that's not how God sees me. And then when you can take that moment and say, you know what? I'm going to believe what God says about me, and I don't care what anybody else says. Because they're not the ones that were created to give me my portion. I don't want your stinking portion. Amen. I don't want what you feel about me to come to pass in my life. So I'm not listening to what you're saying. If you're saying good things, I'm all ears. But if you're criticizing me and trying to limit what God has for me, I have no time for you, says the Lord. Amen. I have no time. My ears are not trash cans. Don't feed me your trash. Amen. You got to get to a place where you want His portion above what everybody else is saying. I don't care what people say. If they're not speaking God's word, I don't care really what you have to say. Now, I understand if you're hurting, you need counsel. I'm a pastor. I'm not talking about that. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking about God's purpose and plan for people's lives. Because people will go to people and they'll talk negative about them, about how they're not going to succeed. That's not God's best. Shut your mouth. Speaking to young people and saying, man, this generation's failing. No, shut your mouth. Maybe it's because of you not doing your part to instill to the young people. You hear what I'm saying? You point one finger, there's four pointing back at you. Or three. One, two, three. Three. Don't judge. You hear what I'm saying? You getting what I'm saying? Don't allow thoughts. Because the enemy will use people to speak into your life. Don't listen to them. Even people that say they're Christians. I had somebody talk to me the other day. You're like, well, they're Christians. Christian doesn't mean anything to me if your fruit is not backing up. Because the word Christian means Christ-like. And the way I see their life is not too Christ in there. So I don't want to listen to what they have to say. If someone says they're a Christian, that's wonderful. But I want to see Christ moving and living through you. Yeah. Amen. Then I'll give you an ear and I'll give you time. I'm not talking about pastoring. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want you to leave here listening online saying, man, that pastor doesn't like anybody. He won't listen to anybody. Now, I have oversight. I just got back from a conference. I have people speaking into my life. Every week, I listen to a minister about leadership, another pastor. I have many people that have my ear. You understand what I'm saying? But if you think you're going to have my ear because you think you're religious, you can go pack your bags. Amen. Head on down the road. I don't have time for you. I have things that are important now. There's a portion here. My dedication is for you. Not what somebody out there thinks New Freedom should be. You understand? God gave me vision. My portion to get the Word of God into you. Amen. To do the works of God. To give you a purpose and a plan. To show you the things of God. Amen. To bring revival. Hallelujah. That's what He's called me to do. And if any word is contrary to that, I don't want to hear it. Because it's not from heaven. Because I already got heaven's mandate. You hear what I'm saying? You get heaven's mandate, you listen to what agrees with that mandate. And anything that's contrary to that mandate, don't worry about it. Do not worry about it, no matter who they think they are. Because I'm telling you, there's people high up in the nation that are speaking things that are contrary to the Word of God. I don't listen to news. You want to know why? Because it's not followed by the Bible. It's not. It's going to steal my portion. My hot apple pie with ice cream on top. That's my portion. Amen. So if you're messing with the cow and you're messing with the apple tree, we got a problem. You understand what I'm saying? I'm being, trying to be funny. You understand? You get what I'm saying? If it's not lining up with what the Lord's speaking to you, leave it alone. But if it's a man of God or a woman of God that is praying for you and believing and that you trust and respect, open your ears to what they have to say. Because they're following the Holy Ghost. But if they don't believe, if they say they're a Christian and they don't believe in the Holy Spirit and the working of His ministry, I don't give them a second. I don't give them a second. Because it's the Holy Spirit that's the teacher. Amen. He's the teacher. Amen. And if you're not trusting the teacher, I'm not trusting you. Amen. Amen. I could go on and on about this. Because it frustrates me. Because people are not getting their portion because they're believing things that are not of God. Or they're believing people that are not following God. Or they're believing people that think they're following God, but are not following God. Religion is the worst. And boy, I'm not getting started on that. But it's a form of godliness, but what? It denies the power. It denies the Holy Spirit. You got to do it this way. You got to do it this way. You got to dress a certain way. You got to do it this way. No, You got to do it His way. His way. If you want to see some great moves of God, watch some podcasts or watch some Instagram, watch some reels from Africa. They got nothing, but they got the one thing that they need. Yeah, miracles. I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands. They don't have a building. They don't have anything fancy. They got the Lord, and they got the Holy Ghost, and they got the Word from heaven. They got their portion. And that country, literally, that continent is coming alive to God. And it's surpassing financially this country. Why? Because they're following after God and the blessing of God is on them. And I'm not comparing. I'm just saying where the Lord is released, there's blessing. And it's not based off of they're mining things in Africa they never knew were there that are way more than oil. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. I feel the anointing leaving. But I want you to see this. There's a portion for you. And His mercy. There's mercy available and compassion available. That's your portion every day. If you're wondering what your portion is, just get in the presence of God and take time with the Lord. Mercy. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, I thank You, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, those listening online as well. Oh, yeah, there's mercy, compassion, bowels of compassions. Oh, God sees exactly where each and every person is right now under the sound of my voice, all over the world. Even those in Haiti, those in Africa that listen online. Father, I thank You that You're touching them even right now. Under the sound of my voice. You say, well, I'm listening to a recording. Don't worry about it. It's the word of the Lord. It's coming in. It's a now word for today. You're not listening by accident. You're not here by accident. God is doing something in your life. And when you avail yourself to it, watch what He will do. Lord, I thank You for each and every person. For anyone that does not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, has never asked Jesus into their heart and made Him Lord of their life. I pray they do so now. Just ask Him into your heart. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. You shall inherit eternal life. You shall be delivered from the wicked one. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that You died on the cross and You rose again. And that You're coming back again for me. I receive You now. As my Lord and my Savior. If you've backslidden, if you've fallen away from God, if you haven't been at church for months or days or years, same prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my backsliding, my falling away. Lord, I repent right now and ask You, redeem the time. Thank You, Lord, for loving me in my time of rebellion. Thank You, Lord, for never forsaking me in my time of running from You. Thank You, Lord, for coming. Thank You, Lord, for standing and not forsaking me, not giving up on me. I love You, Jesus, and I know You love me. Just receive Him right where you are. Whatever it may be. If you have pain in your body, the same prayer. Lord Jesus, heal my body. Set me free. Thank You, Lord, for healing me right now. I rebuke the pain. I rebuke the power of the enemy. I rebuke the lie. I am the healed of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's your portion, church. That's your portion. You are the healed of the Lord.
Hallelujah. We love you online. Thanks for listening. God bless you. If there's anyone here that would like prayer, I would love to pray with you. You say, well, I've received everything that I have need of. That's good. If you got your portion already, praise God. But if you want an extra dose of faith in the Holy Ghost, I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to agree with you. Where two or more are gathered. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. If you're saying in your heart, I know God's portion for me is good, but I'm just not seeing it yet. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you see. The portion's available to you. The portion is available to you. That's good. Just stay right there. Yep. Hallelujah. Some ask, what is my portion? You want to put a judgment on your portion. Just take all that God has for you. Exactly what He has for you. Don't compare. Don't look at others. Don't look at other marriages to compare yours. Don't look at other relationships to compare yours. Don't look at others' finances to compare yours. Don't compare another day. There is nothing in the Word of God where it talks about comparing to the things of the world. Hallelujah. God is breaking things off of people. Hallelujah. The Word doesn't return void. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see it. I see your portion at the table, ready, perfectly designed for you. Your portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hand. Your portion is here. Your portion is here in Jesus' name. Ha, yes. Yes. Healing. Wholeness. Freedom. In Jesus' name. Receive it from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Filled. 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 Full. In Jesus' name. To overflowing. I thank you now. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you have pain? Where? Okay. I'm going to touch your head, but not your mouth. Pain, go. Jesus' name. Healing. It's the children's bread. Thank you, Jesus. Go in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a total healing. Total healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. How does it feel? Still there?
No.
Hallelujah. Lord, there's more. Lord, I thank you. More than just a healing, Father God. Total restoration.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Total restoration. In Jesus' name. No. To the enemy. I rebuke you now in Jesus' name. Do not touch. Jesus. Ha. Jesus. Be it unto her. Her faith has made her whole. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to just lift your hands. God has great, great things for you. Father, I thank you for destiny. Touch her. In Jesus' name.